Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1 week into free agency, the Texans are starting to bring in some names. It was a quiet first week for your Houston Texans, but it looks like business is picking up a little bit. Jordan Mills, 3-year starting tackle for the Buffalo Bills, he's coming in for a visit. Browns tight end Darren Fells, who was recently released, he's coming in for a visit. A.J. McCarron, he's coming in for a visit, so there could be a new backup to Deshaun Watson. Before we get into the specifics of these moves, and if this shows Brian Gain's Moneyball approach has a little bit even more substance to it than we originally thought, I'm going to have the OG put his pervert goggles on real quick.
Pervert goggles.
Could I interest you in being a little bit perverted?
Hit me.
If A.J. McCarron does come to back up Deshaun Watson, who has the hottest wife in Houston? Ooh. Is it Justin Verlander or is it A.J. McCarron?
Oh, that's I'm going to have to go with Verlander still. Still got to go with Verlander.
Kate Upton over Catherine Webb?
Yeah. Got to, right?
I would give it to Catherine.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You think Kate Upton's ugly.
No, I didn't say that. Don't listen to what he said.
You said she's basically just another
girl. I said
girl.
She's a little overrated.
You said she's just like any other girl.
I said I could go to the Galleria and I could see probably like 30 women hotter than Kate Upton. I just think on the Hollywood scale, she's a little bit overrated. But I get it. That makes her even more appealing, though, because she doesn't look like your typical supermodel.
The Galleria on planet what? Upton is got it going, man.
So do a lot of chicks at the Galleria. You've been to an HEB here lately?
Yeah, no, I don't go to HEB. I don't shop for groceries. No, I'd have.
Yeah, go walk around HEB. You can
go
see
about 10:30 after their tennis games. Helpful hint right there.
No, I think it's usually when they drop the kids off.
Well, it depends on the age you're looking for.
The stressed out. I feel like sometimes stress adds to the look of them. So
we are totally being pervs right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I'm just being
happens to the best of us.
I'm helping our listeners out. If you want to go to the grocery store or Starbucks, go at about 10:30. It's after workouts and tennis games. You'll thank me later. Do it.
Texans also interested in Donald Penn of the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders just released their tackle. Wade Smith, a big fan of this one. Donald Penn has had a lot of success in this league. He's a 3-time Pro Bowler, but he is 35 years old. So if the Texans did bring him in, it wouldn't be a guy that you're building around. It could be a stopgap on the offensive line. So Donald Penn, another guy they're interested in. Jordan Mills, it is interesting because he's a Buffalo Bill. We already know how much Brian Gain loves Chantrell Henderson, who was there in Buffalo when he was there.
Baby, you're my greatest love.
Jordan Mills has a 3-year starter of the Bills. He's allowed the most pressures during that 3 years, and he had the worst pass blocking grade among all of Bills' offensive linemen.
So there's that.
But Brian Gain is looking at him, and he could be a guy to bring in.
He could be. Look, right now the Texans are just in a weird, weird spot. It's not by accident. These guys are not dumb. They had their postseason meeting. Brian Gain, his staff, Bill O'Brien, and probably his staff. I wasn't there. I wasn't invited. But they always have these postseason exit meetings. Or what are we doing? What's our strategy? What's our philosophy? What you're seeing done with the Texans right now, it's not an accident. I mean, I'm sure they said, if we can get Tyrann Mathieu at this, we'll keep him. We're not going to keep Kareem Jackson. We know that because we basically saw that at the Super Bowl when he was visiting with us. If we can get this guy at a price, this guy at a price, this guy on a 1-year contract, then we will make our moves. So they're doing this by design. They are going, I kind of did it halfway tongue-in-cheek last week, but it's not halfway anymore. It's not even tongue-in-cheek, I should say. I mean, they're in the bargain bin, man. They're in the bargain bin trying to find value.
I like the A.J. McCarron. I like A.J. McCarron as a backup to Deshaun Watson. I think that would be an upgrade over Brandon Whedon. I like the idea of bringing in Darren Fells. It would be yet another former Cleveland Brown, but Darren Fells is very good at blocking. His Pro Football Focus blocking rating was 9 points higher than any other Texans tight end, so he can help you there. I'm a fan of that, and whatever offensive lineman you want to bring in, the more the merrier. Let's just have 5 position battles at training camp and just bring in as many bodies as possible, because at the very least, if you do that, that means that when you're drafting 23rd, you don't have to just draft an offensive lineman to draft an offensive lineman. Just bring in as many guys as you want. If you didn't love the guys that were in the first week of free agency, then I see what Brian Gain's doing. But you can't expect Texans fans to get excited about these moves. It's just not realistic to get too excited about these moves. These moves, these are the types of moves that, you know, over the course of a season, we could look back and say, you know what? That Brian Gain looked really smart there. But initially, when we're talking about buzz and we're talking about excitement, right, and we're talking about selling the fan base, the moves that Brian Gain's making right now are not going to get anyone very excited. There's not going to be an increase in season ticket sales because Darren Fells signs with the Texans 1 week into free agency.
No, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, you are correct. And, but if I were Brian Gain, I wouldn't be making moves for like the splash. I'd be making moves for what I think would be best for the team. So I'm not saying that they're doing it wrong. I'm just telling you what's happening here. And they're shopping for value. And some of these guys might be hits. I'm not going to worry about the splash that it makes. Jake Fisher came in. And
what is that supposed to mean to someone driving around?
Not a lot. I mean, that's kind of what their point is.
Former first-round pick Jake Fisher.
We're trying to get the best team and value that we can. When you start the connotation, when you start talking about the Texans are doing money ball, the Texans are looking for value, the connotation is they're being cheap. I don't want that to be the case. I'm just telling you, I think their approach, like, this wasn't an accident. They know what they're doing, and this is how they feel that they can win now, probably build, as James Ahedibo said last Friday, he doesn't think they're in win now urgency mode, you know, but that doesn't mean they're not trying to win soon. This is just what's going to get them to the next step.
And Brian Gain, I also think, is building a reputation. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really know Brian Gain very well. Like, we don't know what he's about.
Right.
So he's starting to build his reputation. There's a lot of GMs who, when they first start, a lot of times people question them. Fans question them. They wonder what the hell they're doing. And then it takes a couple years, or it takes a few years down the line to be able to know what exactly they're about. It takes, you know, some of these big names that people wanted to flop to be able to see what they're about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Brian Gain's just building he's developing his reputation as an executive in front of our very eyes. And unfortunately, this is a process. This isn't going to be something where you sign Le'Veon Bell and all of a sudden everybody's excited. It's just a process, and we're getting to know Brian Gain just like everybody else. Could I interest you in a stat?
Please.
This is just to put NFL contracts in perspective, and this is courtesy of Peter King from the Monday Morning Quarterback. In 2015 and 2016, there were 197 three-year contracts that were signed by free agents. Okay. So 197 three-year contracts were signed. 121 of those 197 never made it to the third year of that contract, which is 61.4%.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
That's actually should be encouraging if you're a Texans fan. And the way they're doing their business. Again, like I said, it's not an accident. It's not without research. They probably have categories of players like the true superstars. Hey, we're going to pay those guys. The true big ticket items that people go to see, Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, et cetera, you know, we're going to pay those guys. But it's a little bit cold-hearted, but the Texans clearly think about some of these guys just like.
Do you still trust Brian Gain?
I do trust Brian Gain. I want to see the entire offseason. And then I'll have my opinions, it's just like everybody else. But I trust that this is his. He thinks this is the best way to go.
What do you think Deshaun Watson's saying right now?
I think he wants more. He wants more protection. He wants more weapons. He wants a backfield guy. But what he thinks is not going to be. It's only going to matter marginally. I think right now that it's cold hearted, as I mentioned. But Brian Gain thinks most NFL players are just replaceable parts. The business. You want cold-hearted business? I think he's gone for $28 million. Well, we can get, you know, Gibson back for, you know, this many dollars. I forget what he signed for. But anyway.
3 years, 22.
Yeah, 322. That's just the way it is. I mean, he thinks they're replaceable parts. That's how he's going to conduct business.
Landry Locker, John Lopez. Texans bringing in guys. We'll keep you up to date throughout the show. Maybe they'll actually sign somebody. If they do, you'll hear it here first. Rockets got a dilemma. They're playing some good ball, but the Rockets got a serious dilemma, and the AFC could get worse. We'll tell you what we're talking about next.
Swag!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.